This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey guys, this is Audrey Raj. As much as I thought this period would drive me bats, I have to say, I've also started to enjoy some bits of the new normal in our lives. Life in the age of the coronavirus. I'm talking about less cars on the street when I drive to work, when I have to come into work, enjoying a home-cooked meal, and spending more time with the brat at home. And our daughter, of course. And I'm sure fellow marketers out there are also learning new skills, innovating and adapting to changes during times like this. The marketing textbook will remind us that great brands use opportunities like this to build their brand so that when the dust settles around COVID-19, they don't just come out alive, they come out stronger and ahead of their competitors. But how do we do this? Well, joining us on the phone this morning with no choice but to answer this question and more is Jan Wong, founder of Open Minds Resources. Hey, Jan, how are you doing, man?
Hi, Audrey. Doing good, surprisingly. I mean, the whole thing started off rather excitingly, actually. And to be honest, me and my team thought we were very geared for an opportunity like that to work from home because we're all digital. But after being about 1 week plus in, I think things are slowly weighing in for all of us.
Yeah, the RMO has become increasingly challenging, especially with the recent extension, right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, before the timer just literally increased, that has put many of us into quite a state of slowly don't know what to do at home.
Cabin fever is what it's called, I tell you.
Oh, yes. That is really what it's like, especially for some of us that live alone, never really thought, you know, washing dishes and thinking of what to eat can be as troublesome as he was thinking of what to eat back at work.
So, Jan, talking about marketing, you know, during the coronavirus crisis, before we get started, let's just talk about current trends. There are two major questions I want to ask you. First and foremost, are people still buying stuff online and offline as well, you know?
So, I mean, if you're going to put groceries offline aside, naturally, you have seen the spending power of offline has drastically decreased. I mean, that's what the whole RMO is all about anyway. But if you shift it to online, people are literally flooding and still spending quite a bit online. You see food delivery. I think that's the obvious one where GrabFood and FoodPanda is really thriving in moments like this. You see, in fact, Grab cars being transformed into GrabFood instead. They are the ones doing food delivery because there's a drop of demand of Grab cars, obviously, but there's an increase of demand of food delivery. And then you have the daily supplies. Back then, just a couple of months back, we were still talking about how online shopping for groceries will take a longer time to take off. People are still liking the experience of going to supermarkets to shop physically, look at the food. It just feels a bit more fresher. But these days, people are so used to just getting daily supplies delivered in a box to their doorstep by online purchasing, and so convenient. In fact, we've also seen various drop shipping businesses really growing in Malaysia itself. Mm-hmm. One of our friends recently actually spent about $2,500 on advertising, and in return, he actually got a revenue of over $100,000 in just a couple of days.
$100,000 USD.
$100,000 USD. And this shows that people are actually still spending money, just that it has moved from offline to online.
So I guess, you know, this is definitely affecting consumer behavior.
Well, people are staying at home. That's one big behavior change. but this lockdown, right, or this movement of causing people to stay at home is really driving a lot of people to be a lot more creative. I mean, you just look at social media. I don't know about you, but mine is all just filled about people cooking, people working out, people trying to create their own form of entertainment, and people are really trying to be very creative. In fact, it has also reached a point where it affects some of the businesses. For example, customers right now are also seeing shortage in terms of buying certain types of groceries. And this has prompted customers to creatively reach out to wholesale distributors and manufacturers to actually make purchases directly from them. You also see people actually don't mind paying for delivery fees. Back then, we were all about, $5 more for delivery. that's so ridiculous. Right now, $10, okay, I'll pay. Right, so the change of spending for delivery fees is there. But even on the aspect of content in general, the consumption and engagement of content in general has also increased quite a bit. We looked at e-learning. So many people are providing e-learning courses these days. Free ones, paid ones, and people are actually participating in them. Back then, it was so difficult to get convince somebody to join a webinar.
Yeah.
These days, people are flooding towards it. Quite a big change over there. You look at esports, also a good one, a good example of increase of traffic. In fact, Twitch, which is the gaming streaming platform, saw an increase of 10% globally in traffic last week. You look at countries like even UK and Italy, also saw a huge rise, up to 60%, just in esports traffic alone. So it's pretty crazy. But what's even more interesting than what we have found is that in the US, people are actually watching TV again, like traditional television. And this medium, as we all know, it's on the decline over the years. But with this period of time, people are watching TV again simply because TV is now treated as one of the source of legit information. Because there's so much fake news online these days, right?
Right.
So they turn back to TV for trusted source.
Okay, coming back to our conversation on marketing during this time, right? No, I said I had two big questions. So we know that people are still buying stuff, but are marketing budgets being slashed during this period?
Yes, the short answer is yes.
Mm.
Brands have been very, very cautious. I mean, can't blame them. It's only normal, especially on the B2C side of things. The spend in the retail sector, the fashion sector, the F&B, FMCG, travel sector, all the brands within these sectors have very, very tight reins over their money right now. Almost none marketing budget spent in this period of time.
So I also read somewhere that for B2B companies, you know, marketing budgets allocated to industry events are now being transferred to online marketing in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. What's the rationale behind this move?
Oh, I mean, there should, because typically a lot of these B2B companies spend a major chunk of their budget for offline marketing. In fact, they spend a lot in industry events.
Mm.
So the budget allocation for digital-related activities usually range maximum about 30%, while 70% still goes offline activities, conducting roadshows, going to exhibitions, going out flyers, or going to international trade shows and all of that. But right now that we're in this situation where obviously events are no longer the platform for people to gather, it's really forcing these B2B companies to relook at all their digital investment to see how they can increase the ratio and to strengthen their digital presence ahead. In fact, an interesting thing that we've also noticed recently is that in this period of time, although there's a lot of traffic online, which it's quite a known fact right now, but organic traffic growth is actually on the decrease.
Hmm.
Meaning that people, although are spending more time online, people are actually not actively searching for certain types of information. So industries in advertising, in agriculture, in construction, manufacturing, insurance, real estate, retail, travel, these few industries have seen a huge drop in organic traffic growth. But industries, companies or industries within the finance, food, healthcare, media, pharmaceutical, e-commerce is enjoying a wealth of traffic these days. So from a B2B perspective, right, we're looking at how companies can also tap into digital to draw traffic back to themselves, even though, because people are already online, but even though the organic traffic is low, how we can attract them and to bring them back as part of an engagement plan.
You know, I also wanted to know, you know, what happens to experiential marketing during this time? You know, I mean, like CX, experiential marketing has been the thing that we've been talking about over the last, 18 months or so, or even more if you think mm-hmm. about it. You know, what happens to experiential marketing during this time?
It's really, really tough for experiential marketing for this time. I mean, we can expect to see a huge decline and we continue to decline over this time. However, the desire from a consumer perspective to still have some sense of brand experience is still very strong. Just that the physical approach of experiential marketing will definitely see a decline. This means that brands that leverages or uses experiential marketing will need to find new ways to bring this experience online. So the thought process is quite simple. It's really to think about how customers would want to experience your brand or experience what you have and translate this entire interaction online. In fact, the past few weeks, we have seen quite a number of interesting experiential marketing, so-called campaigns, activities going on, all particularly related to live streaming. Right? So I was on Instagram the other day. I was looking at the stories of some of my friends, and this particular story caught my attention. So basically, there was a virtual party going on. So literally, a DJ was streaming from his living room with strobe lights and everything. You know, it's dark, and he's really just playing music, and thousands of people tune in and partied from their homes. Some people have coined a new term for this. It's called cloud clubbing.
Yes, that's the term. Yes, I've heard of it.
Yep, and it's crazy because you talk about offline entertainment, right? And then this part of experiential marketing as well. And when this virus hit and when it hit China really hard, there was a club in Beijing that did this and they had 2.3 million people tuning in to this party.
Whoa.
In fact, Razer, the gaming company, Razer from Singapore, has actually recently, I think just yesterday, entered into a partnership with Zouk to actually do this soon for the local market. So it's actually crazy how you see how different brands bring offline experience and trying to translate it to an online experience in this moment of crisis.
All right. What about performance marketing? You know, I think experts are saying that performance marketing is going to underperform in current market conditions.
Actually, this is a very interesting statement because I happen to think otherwise. I actually think that performance marketing will continue to perform despite the current market conditions. And why I say that, because there are a few signs that are quite obvious that kind of convinces me that performance marketing will still work. One of it is that organic traffic is on a decrease, which is a great opportunity to attract and create traffic over there. Number two, people are spending more time on social. People are already spending most of the time online. This means that, unlike before, we need to find when's the best time to post, when are people online. Now, literally, every minute, every hour, there's a huge number of online audience. And people are not just consuming content, they are also engaging like never before. They are sharing stuff, they are actively looking out for new information, new content to consume. People are watching more videos, sharing memes, sharing GIFs. This is going on pretty strong. And then people are also still buying. I mean, we just talk about the different testimonies of different companies being able to still make quite a good revenue stream despite this time. So combining these few factors or these few signs, there actually isn't many reasons of why performance marketing will underperform. In fact, it comes down to just how relevant your content is, how well you're tracking them, how fast you're able to pivot in terms of your targeting, in terms of your conversion mechanics, and the methodology of doing it. If you are able to get the fine balance between these few items, naturally, performance marketing should still perform the way it is.
It's time for a break, but when we come back, we jump straight into the marketer's game plan, the do's and don'ts of marketing during this COVID-19 pandemic. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
And we're back. My name is Audrey Raj. You are listening to Enterprise. Jan Wong from Open Minds Resources is on the phone with me, and we're discussing marketing in the age of the coronavirus. Now, Jan, what should marketers or brands be considering at this point in time when pivoting or adjusting their marketing plan to suit the current conditions?
I think there are three things all marketers or brands should be doing at this point of time. Number one is to plan. I mean, it sounds very simple, but it's a great time to actually sit down and relook into the entire marketing funnel of your company. I mean, every company should have a marketing funnel, and all this while, we have all been very focused in just executing the funnel, you know, just trying to get things done, getting from the top to the bottom, but we rarely had opportunity to really sit down examine all the current channels that we have, mark the affected channels, which ones are affected offline, which ones are affected online, and then to also look for opportunities to create new channels. So it's a great time to plan. Now, the second thing is it's also a great time to pivot, to look for new ways to digitize services or different processes or operational workflow that you may have within your company. Mm. If you're in education, e-learning is a great way to move towards. If you're into F&B, online ordering, it's the big thing right now. If you're in consultancy, you're in events, you're in seminars, we've talked about it a little bit, video calls, the webinars. If you're a retailer distributing certain items, speaking about this, and something just came to my mind. What I found very interesting recently as well was that I even see vegetable retailers pivoting, selling combo sets via WhatsApp.
Mm.
I don't know whether you've seen it. So basically, there is a list of orders going around in WhatsApp. Basically, it's really like combo meal. For 25 ringgit, you get one spinach, a few cucumbers, how many grams of tomatoes, and it's bundled into a box, and you just buy them via WhatsApp. Who knew you can buy vegetables in a value meal concept? So it's a great time to think of how your business can actually pivot in this time. And last but not least, to prepare. I mean, this moment, or rather this restricted movement, wouldn't last forever.
Mm.
And when this is lifted, digital will be more crowded than ever, because many brands will probably have a better understanding of digital. Many brands will actually know how parts of their business can be brought to the online world, and therefore it'll be a lot more crowded. Therefore, it's a great time to learn up basic digital marketing skills. Look at search engine optimization, look at ad buying, look at how you can create simple landing pages and so on. So plan, pivot, prepare, three things.
All right, the three P's. So I guess the smart play now is to focus on long-term brand-building missions?
When you talk about branding, right, it's never unsmart to focus on branding. I mean, it's always a good strategy for brands to spend a bit of time and effort on branding. So the real question in this time is to ask ourselves, how can my brand continue to engage my customers? Because in this time of crisis, if a brand is just going to go about the usual advertising and just saying that how great you are, throwing promotions and discounts, these are things that customers may not appreciate at this time.
Mm.
Right? So the key word here is relevance and engagement, how you're able to engage them based on customer relevancy instead of just plastering your brand in every sponsored post or every influencer there is out there. So there are actually two brands that I thought doing pretty well of late. Of course, there's a lot out there, but these two kind of caught my personal attention. One of it is actually Nike, right? So if you look at Nike as a brand, before all of this happened, they're always focused upon the lifestyle. They talk about their shoes, their sportswear, they get athletes to endorse. Nothing wrong with that. But in this moment of crisis, they actually converted all their content into workout routines.
Mm.
Right? So they were just focusing on what customer would find relevant, not pushing sales of their shoes or their apparels and all that, but just focusing on how they can keep their customer engaged and still relevant to their platform during this time. And just within a couple of days, they have increased to about 300,000 followers just within this period of time.
Okay.
And then there is also a local hero, Faith. They recently launched a campaign to campaign on behalf of restaurants. They actually put up a campaign called Save Our Faith. I thought it was quite smart. Basically, they rally F&B owners together, promote them and say, hey, you know, you can actually support these businesses by buying e-cards or gift cards in advance. And all this money will be given to the restaurants that are affected. So these are some examples of branding that can actually happen this time while being relevant to your customers.
You know, earlier, Jen, you said, you know, that this virus, it will pass. You know, at some point, consumers will return to the streets, they'll return to the cafes and the various other activities that they have been denied over these last few weeks, right? You know, what's a good way to create lasting brand recall in the minds of consumers so that they come rushing back to you, you know, once the MCO is over?
That's a very good one. I think brands can look forward to customers so-called rushing back to you, because I think many of us are craving for many, many different things right now. But digitally, I think brands need to look at things that can start increasing brand consideration through these various engagement that you have. I mean, businesses can look at maybe creating on guides to do when the virus is gone, when the restrictions are lifted, what can happen. F&B restaurants can actually already start asking customers what are they missing. Maybe take orders in advance, reserve tables in advance, or even try to make what I call future money, meaning already taking orders for future purchases. You wouldn't get it now, you get it in the future when the restrictions, if they're getting people to play some sort of a deposit or really paying for the item first so that you get it right after this is done. In fact, Louis Vuitton in China actually did this very well. So China was really affected by this, right? And it hit China during Chinese New Year Valentine's Day period. So LV actually launched a so-called a pop-up store in WeChat and actually had live pre-sale consultations. So people can go on it, talk to an LV consultant, and you know what? Their online sales actually doubled to 2019.
Wow. In just
future money.
Yeah, okay. In just the second month of the year.
Exactly. It's insane. So the opportunity is still there and people are still wanting to spend. In fact, even travel-based websites are seeing some retention in terms of traffic because people are still trying to get inspiration of where to go next and all that. So the key way here is to really consider how can keep your audience really engaged throughout this period of time.
Okay. Jen, you know, just before we wrap up, are there any steps that marketers or business owners can take to kind of prepare their marketing activity during this coronavirus downturn?
There are actually five things, I wouldn't call it steps, but there are five things that people can actually start looking towards right now. To make it easier to remember, I label it as ABCDE, all right? So five things. So acquire. To really spend time studying your funnel, expand the channels. We talked about this earlier, but it's a good time to do it. B for buy-in. To use this time to start accumulating leads, increase your subscriber count, increasing your follower, creating relevant lead generation platforms to collect lead orders or even future money. C, to create content. People are really consuming a lot more content now than before, so it's a great time to go out there and start writing, start producing videos, start doing webinars, whatever it is to create content for your brand. And then D, for data. If you haven't been measuring, you're ready to start measuring right now. It's the best time to measure. Make sure you know what are the metrics that's relevant to your brand, whether it's on the content, whether it's on the engagement side, whether it's a number of visits to your website, a number of clicks, whatever it is, you need to start measuring them. Because last but not least, E is for experimenting. This is the time where everybody is experimenting. You see companies just using digital to do whatever they feel is right at this point of time. So it's not a time to be afraid. It's a great time to experiment because everybody's doing it. You are not alone.
All right. Jen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. And I hope you survive the rest of the RMO period.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Jen Wong, co-founder of Open Minds Resources. Now, for the latest on digital marketing, go visit the Open Minds website at openmindsresources.com. Or you can catch up on all the best marketing content by looking for the Marketing Mojo podcast on the BFM website, bfm.my, the BFM app, iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcast fix. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Jen Wong, thank you for listening. This is Enterprise. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.